Chapter 9. Daring Do lifted her hoof and held it in midair for a moment, as if she were reconsidering what she was about to do. But they had come too far not to find out if Brumby could help. She knocked softly on the red wooden door. It swung open to reveal a scruffy stallion with a top hat squashed down on his graying mane. Daring Do smirked at the sight of him. He looked like a mess.
Brumby, old pal.
Daring Do? Brumby's eyes lit up with recognition of his friend. What a surprise! The last time he'd seen her was during a visit to the southern bit of Equestria to meet with the Aeronaut Society. They'd caught up over lunch, and she'd told him all about how she'd written a book based on their adventure in Cirrostrata. But that was at least a few years back. Come in, come in! He waved his hoof and waddled inside. He looked back over his shoulder at Rainbow Dash, unable to hide his annoyance. Who's that?
This is my friend Rainbow Dash, Daring Do explained.
Rainbow Dash gave a tiny nod and a smile, but didn't say a peep. Daring Do sat down on a purple stool and gestured to Rainbow Dash, who did the same.
Don't worry, I trust her completely.
All right, if you say so. Brumby trotted to the kitchen and returned with two glasses of Alto Terran pear juice. He passed one to Daring Do and looked as if he was going to keep the other for himself, but then gave it to Rainbow Dash. So what do you want to know about this time? Daring Do reached into her shirt for Rainbow Dash's sloppily drawn fillyhood map and unrolled it on the table.
Does this place ring any bells?
The Thunder Jungle? Brumby traced it with his hoof, narrowing his eyes. A sense of darkness shrouded his face. Why do you want to go there?
Well, supposedly there's this ancient Pegasus treasure called the Good
Fortune Garnet, Brumby finished. The gem that makes great things happen to you, right?
Rainbow Dash and Daring Do perked up and looked at each other. So he did know about the treasure they were looking for. The pirates were going to be so excited when the ponies returned with actual information beyond a filly's map. Rainbow Dash had been able to tell that Solano had been doubting this little pit stop, but it was all turning out to be worth it.
So it's real? Daring Do marveled. Up until this moment, Daring Do hadn't realized her doubts about finding such a relic were so strong. If it still exists, then sure it is.
Brumby stood up and hobbled over to a basket brimming with yellowed scrolls. They were rolled up tight with blue ribbon. He pawed through the collection and selected one. Back in the early days of traveling around in the reflector, I dabbled in cartography. It only made sense since I was watching the landscape from above for hours every day. Gets to be a bit tedious after a while, you know. It felt as if he was speaking directly to Rainbow Dash, so she nodded to show she was interested in his story.
Totally. When I came across that swirling mass of a storm, of course I tracked it on my map.
Brumby rolled out his own scroll on top of Rainbow Dash's scribbly version from school, and it was as if the map had come to life. There were hills and valleys, silvery streams snaking through the fields, and tiny villages dotted throughout. In the bottom left corner of the map was the blustery black cloud, just like in Rainbow Dash's version. Of course, I had to land my ship at the nearest village and ask them about the unusual weather. Rainbow Dash was now perched on the edge of her stool. If she leaned any farther, she would have toppled to the floor.
What did they say?
That it had been that way for hundreds of years. All on account of some Pegasus who had a powerful unicorn cast a weather spell on the jungle so he could hide and protect his precious garnet there. Legend has it that the thunderclouds are impenetrable.
Rainbow Dash was confused.
If no pony could get through it, then how would he get to his precious relic?
There's some special Pegasus weather trick that only a few of you can do, I guess.
Brumby shrugged and reached for the map.
A trick.
Daring Do racked her brain. Most Pegasi could perform simple weather maneuvers, but she wasn't sure what move would allow one to bust through an impassable wall.
That doesn't make any sense.
Beats me. I'd never go near that thunder jungle anyhow.
He began to roll up the map, but Daring Do interrupted him.
Do you mind if we borrow that?
She asked slyly.
I suppose there's no harm in it,
the old stallion replied. He tied the blue ribbon back around the scroll and tossed it to Daring Do.
But just know you're chasing an impossible prize.
I think we can manage,
Daring Do laughed as she turned to Rainbow Dash. She held out the map, gave her comrade a little wink, and whispered,
You take this back to the ship and go ahead. I'm sure the captain is getting anxious.
You're not coming?
Rainbow Dash replied crestfallen.
I am, Daring Do insisted. But I can't just show up and leave already.
She gestured to Brumby. He looked as if he was trying to eavesdrop, and he wasn't really very good at hiding it.
I should visit with my old friend for a bit. I'll fly to meet the ship in the skies.
At this, Brumby smiled, and Rainbow Dash understood. If Fluttershy or Applejack had shown up to visit after not seeing her for years, she would demand that they stay until they were all caught up.
Okay, see you later,
Rainbow Dash called out and took off to find the pirates at port. 10 minutes later, Daring Do and Brumby spotted the magnificent airship take off and disappear into the clouds. When the colored feathers of the ship's sail extended out, Daring Do's friend had an odd reaction.
That was the ship you were talking about?
Brumby cried out in despair.
He stomped his hoof on the ground and gritted his teeth. This is an outrage!
I don't understand.
Those are the pirates who robbed me on the reflector! Did I just give you my map to help them?
Daring Do was at a loss for words, and apparently her own good sense.